Fucking figure out where my volume button is. There it is. This is Holy Macaroni or Epoch Set coming at you again for the second time of the week. We'll be talking about some community tools, resources that you can use to aid you in your quest of research, and we'll, use a few different examples of some recent activity of bad actor, threat actor attempts in the last week or so. But I usually just spend the first 10 minutes of this getting set up, sharing, waiting to see if anybody hops in. So if you're listening to this recording, just go ahead and skip to the 5 minute mark. If I start babbling on, you know I've started. Or go to the 10 minute mark, and that's likely probably around when I'll start going over things. So again, if you're listening to recording, I'm going to go on mute now, and you could just start skipping ahead until you start hearing me continuously speak about the things I'm going to be talking about. We're not quite yet there. I just need another minute or two and get started. Yeah, give me just a minute. I'm trying to find one other thing I'm adding to the list here. I did not save it, so take a look. Hang tight. I promise I'm getting there. I have added that. Okay. Give me a second. Oh, hey, Jerry. I'm just getting started. I was kind of getting myself going here. This is kind of a an, oh, you're learning cybersecurity. Okay. Would you like to hop up and talk? These spaces, I usually have a few different people join each time just throughout the call. It's kind of like a an open mic where I dedicate my time to help people out that want to hop in and ask things at their own free will and hop out if they want. So, yeah, I noticed in your profile you said you're learning cybersecurity. So, I'll invite you up if you would like. I basically today I was planning on just talking about the resources and tools to use in research in the quest to research and identify bad actors and bad attempt, malicious attempts and things like that, and a couple of examples. But if you want to hop up and talk about anything, yeah, let me just see if you'd like to. I believe I have sent you an invite. You can hop up if you want, but I'll go ahead and get started. I am Kyle, or my main account is on here called Holy Macaroni. You're welcome to follow Holy Macaroni if you want to stay up to date on any of the things I'm sharing. I have a bunch of documentation out there and other resources, but this is the account I'm speaking on right now where I do the Twitter spaces on. But nice to meet you, Jerry.
Hi,
How are you?
I'm fine.
Cool. So are you learning cybersecurity? Are you getting into the field or?
Yes, I just started picking an interest in cybersecurity. So I picked up a course on Coursera and I just started on it.
Okay. Have you looked at so I've been in cybersecurity for 13 years and I mentor people on getting into the field. Have you started any training or learning on like the CompTIA Security Plus or anything like that?
No, at all. The basic things I've gotten to know are just cybersecurity tools, the current security status, security threats. The only things I know for now are just theoretical stuff, I'll say, because I picked up a course on Coursera. That's where
Okay.
I'm actually like learning. So I was just The reason why I actually joined this space is to at least have an idea and get to know more things, or someone to enlighten me on the right paths to take and all of that. So that's just basically.
Okay. So, yeah, that's interesting. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do something here. Let's see if I can figure it out. Let's see here. I'm going to send you something that should help you. Have you talked, have you moments shared message? I'm gonna follow you. If you can follow me right back, I think that's what I'll need to do because I want to send you something helpful here that I wrote that should help you in a lot of guidance on getting started in cybersecurity.
Yeah, just
If
follow
you
me
can't,
now.
okay. Let's see here. Let's see if I can now. Give me just a moment. I'm not that fast at this. Okay, there we go. Can you shoot me a message really quick?
Okay, yes, I'll do that now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but basically, I write out like some, what I'm sharing with you is a document you could just read on my site that goes over some initial areas to learn about, especially for entry level cybersecurity, some basic things to learn about, understanding a TCP/IP model and understanding subnetting, understanding what a network infrastructure looks like, what are firewalls, what are edge appliances and things like that, right? Topics that will help you be able to carry on an intelligent conversation. And then some training material that I suggest, along with different roles in the space to look at so that you can kind of pick your path, and different things like that. It's again, Jerry, I don't know, are you familiar with the Cardano space? Because a lot of what I do is advising people in Cardano, right?
No, basically I have no idea or whatsoever. I'm actually looking towards maybe a training or someone that can just put me in the right path instead of just doing it all on my own and all of that. At least pointing me towards the right path and all of that is what I really appreciate. So I don't mind if you can do that for me, and that's just it.
Yeah, no problem. So, let's see here. Give me just a second here. Is your name Dami? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes. My name is
Okay.
Jeremiah Gluadamlari Wright.
Okay, cool. Okay. Next. Okay, I am sending you. So if you go to my website, which is EpochSec, and you go to, if you go to this link right here, if you go to the very bottom document, it'll be getting into cybersecurity. So that should give you a lot of helpful stuff right there. And if there's anything more that you need help with, you are welcome to just send me a message on Twitter. Again, I've been in cybersecurity for a decade and a half, so I've mentored a lot of people. So if you need help, man, just let me know, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Do you have any questions while you're on here? I have some topics to share that may not be interesting to you, I don't know, but if you have any questions, I'm glad to sit here and talk to you about them.
Well, I would actually prefer to listen from you, because like I said, I just actually started learning about it, so I need like I want to be actually informed. I want to like be able to know lots of things, what to do exactly, because I know that cybersecurity is actually a very wide field, because I saw some stuff the other time that there are some, I think there are different aspects. Yeah, we have I think analysts, penetration testers, all of that. So how to differentiate it, and Is it something that I have to know every aspect of cybersecurity, like how to do all this stuff? So I don't know. So I just need to know or have basic ideas. So whatever you see or put me through is what I will actually appreciate, since I don't have a deep
Okay.
knowledge of cybersecurity yet.
So I'll give you some starting points, and what I'll say is a lot of the things I'll say right now verbally, if you read through all that documentation on that link I just sent you, everything that I'm about to say right now is in those documents, so you don't have to worry about writing anything down. You'll be able to go back to those documents and find it. But a lot for anybody looking for general starting points for cybersecurity, there are a bunch of things I will recommend. One is just knowing the basics of how the internet works first, right? Knowing what is TCP/IP. Knowing what are ports and protocols, right? Knowing what is like UDP being versus TCP. TCP being like, hey, I send you a message and I wait for you to come back to me, versus UDP, where like if you're playing a video game, I'm just nonstop slamming you with information to make sure you're getting it, right? So knowing ports and protocols, knowing I would look up like YouTube videos or something on what are the basics of knowing of getting into cybersecurity. So I would look at just understanding the basic knowledge of how a network works. Okay, that's probably the simplest way I can put it. The next thing I do is I like to I would suggest looking up let me get back to this thing here. Hold on a second. Let me get back to here. Notes. Looking at training resources, right? Like, so if I were to tell you the training resources, I would recommend, have you heard of Udemy? Udemy?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So I would look at three things. One is Udemy, one is LinkedIn Learning, and then one and YouTube, right? Use YouTube. And the things I would suggest looking up are, like I've mentioned, right? Things such as what is the TCP/IP model? What is subnetting? Knowing subnetting and TCP/IP model stuff isn't something that I actively use every day, but having that base knowledge allows me to understand how a network works. I would also look at using those platforms to look up Security Plus training, right? Security Plus is the entry level certificate in cybersecurity. You don't need to get that certificate right now necessarily, but the Security Plus is a great place to at least understand the fundamentals of cybersecurity, right? That would probably be a very easy way for you to start learning about it. I would, start understanding just the I would also just research, hey, like use key phrases like what are all of the components of a normal network, right? And that'll talk about things like if they're using cloud-based solutions or on-premise solutions. It'll talk about what are VLANs, right? Virtual LANs, or what are firewalls, or what are web proxies. What is an IPS, an intrusion prevention system? So and you don't have to be a guru on all of these, but just having the understanding of these things exist will help you a lot in getting in just that entry level, right, role. I would look at and then also think about job roles, right? That might guide you on what you want to specifically research, right? In our field, there are people that specifically focus on networking. There are people that focus on risk analysis, threat hunting, forensics, right? Investigating or ransomware stuff. There are people that just focus strictly on endpoint security, right? So managing firewalls or antivirus or things like that on the com user's computer. There are software development people. There are a lot of things like that. So again, a lot of this is already in that document, so you don't have to soak all of this up right now. You could go back and read it and figure out what you want to do. And then if you still feel stuck, just let me know. But those are some of the things I would do. And Those are some of the entry-level things I would do, starting off points I would do to try to start getting yourself prepared for, getting into cybersecurity. It's not as difficult as it sounds, but there is a lot of stuff to know, but you don't have to know everything right away. It'll just come in time, right? Just know the basics or the fundamentals, like I said, so that you can at least when I say firewall, you know what I'm talking about. You don't necessarily need to know how to build a firewall right now, but know what that means when I say that word, right? Things like that.
Yes, I understand you.
Yeah, and
Sorry.
just go ahead.
Okay, sorry to cut you short. Just like what you said, because initially when I started off on Coursera, I was having like not as I was having major difficulties, but just little difficulties, and I decided to check online. So I came across a website, hackthebox.com. I don't know if you know about it or if it's very helpful or something. Well, I picked up introduction to networking because I saw something that before I can just jump into cybersecurity, I need to know stuff about networking, proxies. Yeah, like you said, the OCI, TCP, all of those stuffs. And I would love to ask, is it essential I get to know how to use Linux also? It's not compulsory.
How to use what?
Linux.
Yeah, well, okay, so I'll say two things. One is that I highly suggest you know Linux. But there are a lot of people, I would say 80, I would say 80% of the people that I work with in my field don't know Linux. So Linux isn't if you know isn't Linux is a very useful thing to know, but it's not something you have to know immediately because there's a lot of other things you need to know, like we just talked about around TCP/IP, all that other good stuff, right? Firewalls, et cetera. So getting those fundamentals down first are more important right now, for a very for a beginner than than Linux, I would say. But that doesn't, I now use Linux every day of my life. That's all I use, right? I use Windows just because I want to read articles or something on another screen, but I pretty much just use Linux now, so I purposefully learn it. So again, in entering the, initially, there are a lot of other more important things that fundamentals for you to get down than Linux, but knowing Linux is very helpful. A good way to learn Linux is to play with. Have you heard of you've heard of Kali Linux, right?
Yes, I think so, but I have no idea about any of that.
Kali Linux is a specific Linux distribution that is basically comes with all the penetration testing or hacking tools pre-installed, right? Things to do DDoS attacks or Nmap, and I don't know. There's all sorts of pen testing tools built into Kali Linux that just come already pre-configured, right? Or
Okay.
pre-installed at least. So if you really want to learn more, if you really want to learn Linux and penetration testing or tools used in cybersecurity all at the same time, I would look at Kali Linux. I will send you another message here. So give me just a second, then I'll explain what I've typed to you. So you now furthermore, you don't even have to worry about knowing how to install Kali Linux. You just have to, learn how to use it. So there's a suggestion I was given a couple of weeks ago. There's a ser you know there's a cloud provider called Linode, and I just sent it to you. It's called Linode, and there are probably a lot of other services out there that do this, but they have a they have an image that you basically, for a simple way of putting it, you click the image and they build the server for you, right? And of course, it does cost money, right? So keep that, be aware of that, right? But it's pretty cheap in my opinion, and they build the Kali Linux computer for you. And then all you have to do is log in and start learning how to use it. So
Okay.
that might be a good thing to play around with for you.
All right. So I would start with like what you said, learning about the introduction to networking and all of that. I will also ask, are there like any bitter truths about cybersecurity? You know, sometimes if you tell someone that okay, you're deciding to take a career path in this particular thing, some people might discourage you or say, okay, it's not
Hey,
easy, this and
Jerry,
that.
Damien, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm having a hard time understanding. Can you start over? Sorry.
Okay, so I said, are there like any advice that you can actually like give? Because normally, like I said, I'm just actually like starting a career in cybersecurity, and I don't really know lots of things yet because I'm just starting. So, and sometimes you might get to meet some people and they maybe like discourage you and tell you that, oh, you can't actually do this, that takes a lot of time, this and that, all of that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Yeah, so first of all, that is a bunch of BS. That is a bunch of garbage. It is, I would not listen to any of that. It's do not ever get discouraged. I will tell you, I started off in cybersecurity 13 years ago not knowing anything. I'm sure I know a handful of things now, but like I was saying in the very beginning, don't worry about knowing everything right away. Right, just learn the fundamentals and then get a entry level job in cybersecurity, and in doing so you'll just over time you'll start learning these other things, right? You'll learn more things. You'll also figure out what path you want to go down, right? Do you want to get into compliance and auditing, or do you want to be host security stuff, or do you want to work on networks, or do you want to do forensics? You don't have to know any of that right now, right? You'll figure that out in time. Just learn the basics, right? And don't ever get discouraged. I mean, sure, our field, cybersecurity is not, it there are cha there are ch a lot there's it's challenging, but if you're willing to take on that challenge, it's a very rewarding thing to do. I again, the easiest thing for you to do, man, is go on YouTube or something, so you don't have to pay any money, and just look up Security Plus. I'll message this to you too in case you don't completely understand me. CompTIA Security. So go look up videos on CompTIA Security Plus training. And
Okay.
again, you don't necessarily have to get that certificate right away, but that is a good, concise way to start learning a lot of the things you need to know, the basics, right? Just worry about the basics
Okay.
for now, and that's a good place to start that'll help you get there.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. You're very welcome.
Yes, please, I also appreciate the other materials and videos that you said you sent to me.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, great. Yeah, you're welcome. But yeah, review all that stuff I sent you. And so if you look at all of those documents, that'll give you a good base knowledge for things to tell other people, right? That's a lot of what I do is telling people just the basics, right? Because most people don't even understand the basics. So, yeah, just look at my documentation, and that'll probably help you a lot in getting some knowledge there too. But
All right, thank you very much.
And also,
Okay.
if you, I mean, not only am I in cybersecurity, but I also work in the crypto field. So I specifically work in the Cardano space, which is a cryptocurrency. So if you have any questions, if you ever have anything around that as well, let me know, because these spaces that I do are specifically for cybersecurity, but also Cardano or crypto stuff. So, there's a lot of security things to be concerned about there as well. So, I do a lot of that as well. So if you ever need any help, let me know. But
All right, no problem. Thank you very much. I
you're
appreciate it
welcome.
for your time. I want to ask, can I like message you from time to time if I'm confused or I need some help with
You absolutely can.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate
Yeah, you're very welcome, man. And just reach out to me anytime you need anything. And yeah, it was good talking to you. Okay. Let's see if my mic is still working. Hello, hello. 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 Uh-oh. Space might have gone crazy here. I don't know. Know what's happening. Hello. I don't see my audio blinking like I'm talking. So that's great. I think it is working though. I will leave this out of my main account. Hang on, everybody. I'll go back into the topics I wanted to cover. So give me just a second while I try to get back into this thing here. Oh yeah, it worked. So I must be talking. Gonna test this out before I get started, so hang tight. Yeah. Oh, Jerry, you're back. Okay. Yeah, let me approve you. Hello? Hey, you're back.
Sorry, I wanted to ask, like, are you still Studio Space Live, or yeah, taking it off now?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that.
Like, I mean, are there other people that are still going to join this space? Like, when I left, I noticed it was still live. That's why I came back to join again.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to listen in to me, I'm going to talk about some,